97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill that would lower utility costs at a time when one in four Americans struggle to afford their energy bills. Savannah Tolme-Olson has the story.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices have jumped by 40% just in the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make hard choices, like Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
I'm in my 60s, and so is my husband. We've each raised a couple of kids. He's on Social Security, and I'm on disability. Our house is heated by gas, and we're on a fixed income, and we are doing everything we can, yet we still cannot keep up. I ended up taking a part-time job specifically to cover the increase in our electric and heating bills. No, it ain't. Here's our reality. Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions. Some months I don't buy the medication. Some months we stretch food until the very last day.
Representative Darren Madison is from Milwaukee. He's introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income.
When fully phased in, the 2% income payment program will be a fully universal and automatic program, making it so that no one ever has to pay more than 2% of their income on utilities again. And that's something to clap about.
For this bill to pass, it would need Republican support, which is unlikely in the legislature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
The Wausau area Hmong New Year brought thousands to Rothschild over the weekend, celebrating their 50th year in the U.S. Isabella Nieto has the story.
The two-day celebration featured fashion shows, dance competitions and performances, and vendors at the Convention and Expo Center. Now Vong Tao spoke at the celebration. He was among the first Hmong to arrive in Wausau 50 years ago.
I'm very grateful to see the 50 years because, like I said, we come with five people and three gone already. And unfortunately, to see the 50-year celebration, I'm very happy.
He says he's glad to see the whole Hmong community come together to celebrate the new year, and he has some hopes for the future.
I hope that we will have more educators, we will have more government officials, and we will be able to contribute back to the country.
The celebrations also featured a flute performance by Tung Chair Shong and remarks by Minnesota State Representative Liz Lee. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to know their target before they shoot and understand the difference between swans and other waterfowl this hunting season. Maddie Schaefer has more.
All wild swans are protected in Wisconsin, and it is illegal to hunt native trumpeter swans, tundra swans, and non-native mute swans. Other large birds, including the American white pelicans and whooping cranes, are also illegal to hunt. Shooting a swan can lead to fines or even the loss of all hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges. For more information about swan identification and tips, visit the DNR's Swans in Wisconsin webpage.
Gun deer season opens in Wisconsin on November 22nd, and the DNR has some warnings for hunters. They're reminding hunters that tree stand-related incidents are among the leading causes of hunting injuries each year. If you fall from over 10 feet, which is common with most tree stands, that can result in more serious trauma. You should use tree straps and wear safety harnesses, check your gear for any wear and tear, and use haul lines to lift equipment safely. Lawmakers at the state capitol are proposing a bill that would incentivize school district consolidation. The bill would increase consolidation aid for the first year. Currently, consolidating school districts are eligible to receive aid for 7 school years after they consolidate. They get $150 per pupil for the first 5 years. In year 6, they receive 50% of the fifth year's amount. In year 7, they receive 25% of that amount. The new bill would increase the amount of aid in the first year to $2,000 per student. The remaining 6 years of eligible aid would be the same as they are now. In Wisconsin Rapids, a survey is underway inviting residents to give feedback on possible changes in the district. The survey includes information and asks for responses on a possible referendum, consolidation of buildings, and more. The Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center will soon be celebrating their 25th anniversary. They're commemorating the milestone tomorrow with an open house. It starts in the lobby at 4 p.m., and at 5, guest speakers will share how the PAC has impacted them and others. These events are free and open to the public. Dinner begins at 5:30 in the Lincoln High School cafeteria with music provided by LHS Orchestra Chamber Players. The cost for dinner and the show is $25. The show starts at 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game, head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a gorgeous day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, but still nice with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.